On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
It's Tori. It's me.
That's right. Oh, let me calm down. Oh, my voice is too loud. I sound angry, people. No. That's just my big mouth strikes again Smith song. Yeah. Pumping me up. Revving me up. That's right. Listen to those lyrics sometime. I know we only play part of the song, but you know what? Go listen to the whole thing, okay? All right. Yeah. So, lots going on this past week, weren't there? You know what? I can say that every week. There's always going to be something. It's crazy. There's craziness going on. More shootings, more trouble, more tweeting. You know, it's just going to be that way. And I'll, you know, shine a light on a little bit of it, maybe in a humorous way, talk about things that happened to me during the week in a humorous way. Things that do happen to me are humorous, probably, or I'm going to try to make them that way. Even if they're not, why not? Let's just put a humorous spin on things that happen to us, because it's life. Okay? It's life. And one of those things that happened was Kathy Griffin. Okay, and this may be old news by now, which it's Tuesday, and this happened like last week. But you know what? It happened after my show, so I haven't had a chance to address this yet. Okay. I like saying okay. That's from South Park. Anyhow, so Kathy Griffin. There's all kinds of talk about this. There's obviously different opinions, but they sort of lean towards it was horrible. And you know what? I think so, too. And let me just add this, because I'm not jumping on any bandwagon, and you know I don't do that. Totally what I think is always just my opinion, okay? So I've never really found Kathy Griffin to be funny, to be honest. I never watched her specials. I mean, I love Sarah Silverman. There's a lot of female comedians that I think are very funny. Maria Bamford. I used to like Paula Poundstone many years ago. Lily Tomlin. Whatever. You get it. Kathy Griffin, not so much. I don't know what it is. Just something about, I don't know if it's her comedy or her style or maybe her annoying voice. Her voice is so shrill and nasally at the same time. And I don't know. I just can't really listen to it that much. So, yeah, but the thing is about, I mean, it was obviously a terrible thing. You hold up any severed head of anybody. I don't care if Donald Trump wasn't the president and he was just still the Celebrity Apprentice dude that we all know. I still think it's just in bad taste to hold up the head of anybody. Okay, maybe Adolf Hitler. See, again, that's the only person I could think of maybe as an extreme. But even then, I don't know. But anyone living now, oh, I just, you know, really, just no. Does it really need to be said? And then the whole apology about it, I went too far. Excuse me. I know you went too far. And the thing is, you know you went too far. Because I don't know what other reaction you were thinking would happen. I mean, Kathy Griffin doesn't strike me as a complete moron, okay? And a complete imbecile. And I have nothing against her. I'm just saying, you really have to know that that's going to be, it's going to be a thing. And there's no way out of it now. I mean, everybody's, you know, jumping ship. She's not going to work again. Okay. Let me just say this. The people that are screaming for her head now are the same ones that before the election had a problem with Hillary Clinton and had no problem screaming for her head, wanted something bad to happen to Hillary Clinton. So I think they're a little hypocritical. All these people that are really screaming loudly about this horrible, offensive thing. If it were Hillary Clinton's head or Obama's head or anybody else's head there, it would have been, they're the same people, remember? Oh, it's just comedy. It's just to be funny. It doesn't mean anything. So you see that they're a bit of liars. Okay, whereas the people on the left, liberals, tend to be more tree huggers and more sympathetic and things like that, and they don't even like what just happened. So they're not going to like it with anybody, as opposed to conservative Republicans wouldn't have a problem necessarily with it being Obama or a Clinton or something like that. So you see the difference. It's very two-sided, but here we have everyone agreeing this is awful. But Republicans, again, wouldn't think it's so bad if it was somebody else. And that's all. I'm not going to beat it to death. But, you know, Kathy Griffin apologized, so maybe someday she can apologize for her face.
Because it goes on and on and on. And it goes on and on and on. Yeah. I throw my hands up in the air sometimes, saying, hey, yo.
Lady Dynamite. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I know I brought that up before, but I watched two episodes today. And see, I have to keep clearing my throat because I laugh so hard. I get post-nasal drip. That's been going on for me for about 16 years now, I want to say. I never used to. When I was younger, I was fine. I could laugh and laugh. But in the last couple of decades, it's been that way. If I laugh too much, I have awful post-nasal drip. It'll go on for hours, but it's still worth it. I always say, you know what? It's still worth it because I laugh so hard. It's great, that feeling of release and then the agony of the post-nasal drip for hours. You know what? So it's a price you pay. I would rather have that than, can you imagine never laughing? Just not laughing, having no emotion. So, I mean, then you're like, I mean, a Buddhist monk, I suppose. I don't know what they do up there in those, what do you call those places where the monks go? Is it a temple? I guess it's a temple or something, or shrine. I don't know. It's a place up in Tibet, I guess, or wherever. But, yeah, they take, like, vows of silence, I think, and they don't speak for long periods of time, which I bet is, like, really cathartic. There actually is something like that in America. I even looked it up, I want to say a year or two ago, for something local in New England. And they have them, believe it or not. You can sign up, you pay money, you go there with a bunch of other people. I'm not kidding. Please look this up. It's craziness, I guess, or maybe it's good. But you don't talk. You have this whole, I don't know if it's a weekend or a week. I think it's like a week. I mean, it's been a while since I looked it up, but I couldn't believe it. You will just go through your time there. And I think was it the guy from Weezer, I think, did it. What's his name? Rivers Cuomo. I think he did it once. So, you know, and he's a singer. I mean, he has to sing and make a living, and he could actually be quiet for a while. But again, it's a spiritual thing, and I bet you do get a lot out of it. I'm laughing because it sounds funny, and I don't know if I could even do it, but I think I could try. And if I'm around the right people, I think it'd be easier. Certain people are just, you know what? I know it's not for everyone because a lot of people just can't stop talking. I know that. I see them. So that's not for everybody. I wanted to get into Tai Chi for a while too, because I need that. I want to do that slow, you know, exercise type motion. I really was into that for a while, and I decided, oh, I want to become a master, but I didn't even go beyond just learning a little bit about it. But it's fascinating. I know they do Tai Chi in China. And I'm pretty sure when they do it is first thing in the morning. They get out like every single morning. It's just a practice there. Not necessarily religious, but maybe. And it's good for the body and the soul, the mind, everything connected. And someday I really will probably do that. I'm sure someday. Terry's pet peeves, Terry's pet peeves. What am I peeving about now? Oh, I'll tell you what. People that say, excuse my language. No, people that don't say, excuse my language. Although, I don't like that either. But people that say, excuse my language. Shit show. Yeah, stop saying that. Okay? I don't like it. I just think it's overused. I wish people would just stop doing it. If that's okay with everybody, I'd like that. I'd appreciate it. Stop saying shit show. It's a real shit show. It's a real shit show. You know, you sound tacky and stupid. So knock it off. Okay, yeah, you know what that means. I've been being nasty again. I'm a nasty woman. I'm a nasty woman like Hillary Clinton. Okay, well, you know what? I could give her lessons. Okay, people think she's nasty. Uh-uh, they ain't never met me, y'all. Case in point. Okay? All right, so listen to me. I'm going to give you some information here that you can do what you want with. But it's from personal experience, okay? Now, there's a vape shop in Brockton called Lifestyle Vape, whatever. They, I think they're in also Middleborough in Rockland. Now, I'm going to digress for 1 second because I just brought up Middleborough. Middleborough is a place where you go in and you don't know when you're getting out because it goes for like 500 miles. I don't even know. It's something. It's like maybe 17 miles. I don't even know. But all I know is you go, you drive through Middleborough, and you see fields and trees and more trees and some funny looking houses, I guess. But I mean, what do you do in Middleborough? You watch grass grow? I don't even know. I don't know what it's about. I don't like going there. I would never live there. There's nothing to do there. If you live there, too bad. Don't write me a letter or an email or whatever they do. Okay? Because I don't care. Anyway, back to the vape shop. Yeah. So I don't like these people. I think you could do better. You can find a vape shop anywhere else, but I would stay away from Lifestyle because let me tell you this. They only care about money. They don't care about people. Okay, I don't know what all these great reviews are because they don't care what you're going through in your life. You have to wait for their sales, okay? If you miss their sale by one day, that's too bad. You just wait for another one. Okay, I need a vape. I got one online now. I'm waiting for it to show up. I saved $15 by getting it online. I saved more than that because I'm not paying sales tax, which you will pay at a vape shop. Okay? And I got free shipping. And I didn't use my gas or whatever to get to the vape shop. Okay? Or deal with small talk. So you buy your vapes online, you're going to save money because they don't care about saving you money. They want top dollar. That's what they're going to charge you. Matter of fact, my daughter bought the same exact vape in a different state and paid $70. Okay? Vape shop in Brockton has it for $50. I got it for $35. Okay? Again, no tax, free shipping. Same exact one, which is the one I wanted. So if you can just go get something online, do it. Because if you want some help in how to put it together, it's already together. But to put the oil in, the liquid that you're going to get, there's about 500 YouTube videos on how to do it. I watched several of them. I watched several reviews on the vapes. I watched how to put the oil in. I actually looked up the oils themselves, which one to get, the CBD oil. Oh, yeah, the CBD oil, which also this Lifestyle vape will sell you for, guess what, $50. Everything's $50 there. Isn't that funny? Well, it's also on sale online, Koi CBD oil, which is Koi like the fish, K-O-I. Look it up. It's rated number one everywhere, got it $24.99. Okay? So I don't know what they're talking about. They don't care. They don't care. I need to vape now. I got to relax. I need the CBD oil. I'm trying to get this vape. I'll pay you in cash. Can you just at least, I'll pay you $5 more. I even said I'll give you $40 for this $35 and get it online. You're selling $50. I just missed their 20% off sale. So they're talking about a couple of bucks difference. They would honor their sale price. They don't, okay? Bunch of hard asses down at Lifestyle Vape. I'm just saying. Bunch of beards and gauges. Ain't got even got any females working for them. They don't want nothing to do with no females. We don't know nothing about no vaping. You know what? I should turn into a pro vapor. They already have women doing these videos that are vaping that know a lot about it. But they're not hiring that. He's like, well, we got two owners here. We work 60 hours a week. We're doing the best we can. Just trying to be helpful. Yeah, well, you're far from helpful, buddy. You really are. Okay? You lost my business. I don't think anyone should have your business. I don't know how long you can even stay in business with this whole internet. Oh, we'll match any brick and mortar place that's got it. I know they ain't got it for that price. Brick and mortar. Are you kidding me right now, buddy? Do you even know what the internet's about? It's taking over everything. You can get anything you want online. Okay? People don't send letters. They send emails. They send texts. Okay? Stop with your brick and mortar. Don't even say brick and mortar. I don't want to hear that, like I don't want to hear shit show. I don't want to hear brick and mortar. Some things should just go away. They're said by old people. Think they're hip. And you're not. So my advice, again, if you want to get a vape, the same one they have in these stores, or even, you know what, go into this store. Don't let them try to strong arm you into buying their stuff. Just see what it's like. Then go online and buy it. Okay? Just do that. Thank you. And the whole reason I brought up Nasty Woman, it was because I was sort of nasty to him, I guess. I told him to look up the word crusade and become familiar with it because I have that kind of time, buddy. You want to mess with me? You won't cut me one little tiny bit of slack for my Marine son who isn't living anymore? Wow, okay. Well, that's nice that you're so hard-ass about your stupid vape shop. I'll just go online and have them delivered to my door. And I'll be in vape heaven soon enough. I wanted to give the local business the money. I even said that right off the bat. I'd like to give you the business. Well, he doesn't have it at all. F you, man. Much of that can you take, really? We'll just turn that off right now. Yeah, and how much can you take of Asian drivers? You know, that stereotype. Have I talked about this before? I probably have. I don't know. Whatever, I'm talking about it now. Yeah, Asian drivers, terrible, terrible. I was on Route 24 with someone the other day. And it was 128 before we got onto 24. Unbelievable. Like, why is this person driving this way? Let's go by them and look. Oh, Asian lady. Up, answer solved. Problem solved. That's what it is. And I started thinking, you know, one of my exes was a terrible driver too. Like he was an Asian person or an Asian lady or whatever. And you know what he did all the time? He ate Chinese food. He loved it. So I know what I'm starting to think. Is it the MSG? It's screwing up everybody's, you know, brains. So when they're trying to drive, he drove so bad. And all he did was eat Chinese food. You can't tell me there's no correlation. You cannot tell me. It's something about the diet. The Asian diet with the MSG. MSG has been known to put women into labor. Okay? Some people even order their Chinese food without the MSG. They say, no MSG, please. What I do is I like MSG. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, if it affects my driving, it does. But I like the way it tastes. It makes food taste good, damn it. They even sell it. You can buy it in the supermarket. It's called Accent. It's in the spice aisle, I think, in a little white and red little circular bottle. And it's called Accent. They used to have commercials on it on television years ago. For like The Price is Right. I don't even know. But I remember in the 70s and 80s, it being a commercial thing. I haven't seen a commercial for it. I don't watch TV, but I don't think they advertise. It's just called Accent. and used to say, spice food up, make your food taste good, make your food great. Well, it's MSG. Okay, that's what it is. It's also like the same thing that's in like Doritos and those snack foods that is so, they're so delicious. You can't stop eating them. You're like, oh, like Cheetos. I mean, not, the Cheetos with, you know, the panther or the cheetah. I guess it's a cheetah then, right? Not a panther. It's a cheetah on the bag with the sunglasses. Okay, those things, look at the ingredients. Monosodium glutamate. That means MSG, okay? That's like a chemical. But you know what? It's good. And it doesn't affect my driving because I don't eat that much of it. Maybe if I did, I would have Asian driver syndrome. Probably. Like one of my exes did. No names, but if you're listening, you know who you are and you know you're a terrible driver and you know you ate Chinese food all the time. And I think that there's a connection to that. Okay, we gotta research this. Money for research. Thank you. Okay, so today, which is yesterday now to you, there was another shooting. I talked about this briefly at the beginning of the show, just that everything's falling apart. There's always things going on. Well, now it was Orlando, again, almost on the one-year anniversary of that nightclub, the Pulse shooting. But this was a disgruntled employee, ex-employee of a place in Orlando. He went in and killed 5 people, then himself. Going postal. So that's what that means, because I think it originated in a post office. So now everyone going postal is doing that. And, of course, people are going to bring up guns, because you have to do that. And people are going to say, well, he could have had a knife, he could have had a hammer, he could have had a rock. Well, I'll take my chances with a hammer. Okay, I can really run away from that. You can't run from a gun. That's the one thing these people want to say, oh, they're not going to outlaw cars then because you can hit someone with a car, you can hit someone with a hammer. Yeah, well, you know what? I can probably get away from that a little easier. You know, guns and automatic weapons, you just go, whatever. It's not the same, okay? And the people that are getting them are obviously mental. Like, this guy already had some problem in 2014 with assault. So, and he was specifically targeting people that worked there because there was a temporary employee, apparently a woman, and he told her to get out of there, get out of the business, leave the business right now. And she did. So he, you know, knew who he wanted to kill. So, I mean, not to make light of it, because there's nothing funny here at all, but the way I look at it is, this is another reason I don't want to work. Okay, that's how the spin I'm going to put on it personally. Okay, I mean, I've had tragedy in my life. Don't think I don't feel bad for people going through this tragedy. I'm just saying, you're going to work. You're putting yourself in a position where you don't know who you're working with. Okay, who are these people? Where do they come from? What if they get mad? They take it out on you because you're there one day working. I'm not saying you can't work, because how are you going to make a living? But it's another argument to be made for, like, okay, well, where do you work then? Don't work in an office building or now in a RV place in Orlando, I guess. Where is a safe place to work? Well, it's easier to say where is not a safe place to work. I'm not going to go become a taxi driver, okay? Because that's putting myself at risk. If I'm a big burly guy, okay, maybe there's less risk. There's some jobs women shouldn't have. And I don't say that in a sexist way. I just say in a common sense way. I mean, go Google some stuff. I mean, I hate saying that every week, but I'm on Google every day, by the way, more than once a day, looking things up. So look up a woman that was working at a convenience store many years ago, a young woman, and was abducted right from that convenience store one night and killed. Okay, so kidnapped, taken away. So I'm not going to get a job in a convenience store then. Okay, let's chalk that one off my list of obvious jobs not to have. People say you can do anything you want. You can be anything you want. Well, some things you just shouldn't be. All right, these people probably thought this was a safe job, and maybe it was in Orlando, dealership, retail, whatever, probably. But you get a weird guy in there. Now I'm going to be thinking, well, if I do get a job in a place, any weirdos there, should I stay in this job? Is this guy a ticking time bomb? Can you tell? Can you not tell? I don't know. Again, common sense jobs, don't take them, some women. Women, just be safe. Don't take a taxi driver job or a convenience store job, probably, especially in a shady part of town. Mattapan, you want to go work there, overnight shift at the 7-Eleven? Take your chances, I guess, unless you have a death wish. Maybe you do. Maybe you like to live dangerously. I don't know. So that's all I'm saying is it makes me reluctant to jump back into the workforce, because even at that nightclub, the people that were visiting the nightclub dancing, great, they got killed, but probably so did the people working there. You don't know. So again, it's a job. In this day and age, there's people shooting people everywhere. So you should stay in your homes and listen to podcasts. Obviously, that's my take on everything. Thank you. Yeah, you know what that means. Donald Trump's been tweeting. Woohoo! I didn't know Twitter had a sound. I actually just looked that up. And it's a tweety. It's a Twitter sound. Twitter sound. Yay, it makes a tweet. I don't know, because I don't really use it. So it's not going to... Can you imagine hearing that? Is that the alert for your phone when someone tweets? Okay. Well, yeah, I don't have that, so I'm not going to ever have that. But I heard Donald Trump made some interesting tweets Monday morning, early in the morning, about the travel ban. You know, it's really funny because what he's doing with these tweets about the travel ban and how he's always wanted this since he was running for president. So it's nothing new. It can't be his court case can't be like, well, he said this before. This is in the past. We're talking about right now. No, right now. He's shooting himself in the foot and his whole legal team, all the preparation they've made for his case. I'm not going to get too deeply into it. But, you know, he's just really screwing it all up because he can't help himself. Even, I guess, Kellyanne Conway's husband tweeted back. Everyone's tweeting. I don't know. It just seems so. It's not presidential, really. I don't know what's happening. But Kellyanne Conway's husband was upset with Donald Trump's tweets. So he tweeted himself about it. And, you know, like, it's not a good idea to do this. Yeah, we all know that. You know, you don't need to say it. But it's done. So whatever. Let's see what he tweets about next. I don't even know why I'm saying this sentence. All of this is just the Matrix. None of it makes any sense at all. That's Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round. Remember that song? Of course you do. If you don't, oh well. But Pete Burns was the main dude from that. And I always thought he was so good looking. I mean, you know, just features. He's a pretty man, okay? But unfortunately, he didn't think so. He thought there was something wrong with his appearance. And he kept having all this plastic surgery right up until he died. Died last year. And it was pretty sad because then I looked up, I mean, I saw pictures of him and I don't even know what happened. It was really, really sad because, again, I thought he looked great. I don't know how old he was. He was trying to look and see. I don't know. He was born in 1959. So anyway, that's sad. And Dead or Alive. So, Dead or Alive, that's a website too. And whenever I don't know if someone's dead or alive, I can look that up, and you can too. Obviously, I just talked about Googling. You can look up everything, and you should. Matter of fact, I just found out Manuel Noriega died the other day. I didn't even know. I've got to watch the news more, because I don't know when these world tyrants die. So I need to find that out. I wonder if Kathy Griffin, if she would have been holding up Manuel Noriega's head, I wonder if she would have got the same reaction. I'm just imagining, you know, and then he dies mysteriously the next day. It would have been a whole thing. I mean, she really should have picked him, don't you think? Because he was kind of evilish, maybe, just to him. Wasn't his wife like the shoe lady, Imelda Marcus? No, I'm thinking of somebody else. Manuel Noriega and Imelda Marcus. Somehow I thought they were married. See, this is how the internet comes in handy. I can break these myths down and say, okay, well, that's not right. Why did I even think they were related? I think they were both leaders of Nicaragua, maybe? Or the Philippines. I don't know. There's some cut. See, this is, again, Tori's not as smart as you think Tori is. Tori likes to Google things. I do know a lot of things without Googling, but I would be lost without search engines. And I won't even say search engines, because how many other ones are we really using? If I see Bing, I go nuts, okay? If I, one of my browsers, I think IE was defaulted to Bing. Oh, no. Don't Bing anything. Yahoo? I don't think so. I don't know what the other ones are. There's DuckDuckGo, maybe? Isn't that a game? DuckDuckGoose, DuckDuckGo? I don't know. That one supposedly doesn't gather your information. Okay, I don't care. Google knows so much about me, probably more than my own mother knows about me at this point, okay? More than friends and family. Google knows everything. They know everything I look up. They read all my emails. They see what I post places. I don't know. But that's not a good enough reason that Google's gathering my information. I'll go work for Google. How's that? Google, I'll go work for you, okay? I don't care to gather my information. You have more of the material that I need, and Bing is screwy, and I think it's got advertising more in that one, actually. I don't know. Whatever. I'm going to be wrapping this up before I get too silly, and I know you love it when I get silly and hate it when I'm heavy, and I'm getting silly. I'm going to be silly. I hope next week to be even sillier, and I will be on this week with Ron, and we're going to talk about some stuff. Stay tuned and find out what it is, because we need to talk about the cemetery thing. Ron knows what I mean. Houses near cemeteries and stuff. Yeah, we've discussed that, and we forgot to talk about it. And the time has come, people. We're not waiting till Halloween. We're doing this now in June. Okay, so listen to it on newenglandbroadcasting.com. Check it out. Wherever you're hearing this, you're going to hear that. Look for my name, Tori, because that's the show I'm going to be talking to Ron on. When you see Tori, give it a click and have a little listen. Okay, people. Peace. Miles. Oh, yes. Beautiful girl, love the dress. Where she is now.